Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Peace be with you. Good morning, my brothers and sisters, and above all, a happy feast day, the feast of Corpus Christi, which we celebrate today throughout the entire church. So it's a very special occasion for us, bearing the name of this blessed sacrament for our diocese, our city, and this beautiful cathedral. I also want to wish a very happy Father's Day to each of the fathers who are here and those who are watching or listening over the transmission that we have. So let us now gather our hearts and minds and put aside any distractions that we bring with us today so that we may receive God's word and open our hearts to his mystery. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, your Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, your word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, who in this wonderful sacrament have left us a memorial of your passion, grant us, we pray, so to revere the sacred mysteries of your body and blood, that we may always experience in ourselves the fruits of your redemption. Who live and reign with God the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Remember how for 40 years now the Lord your God has directed all your journeying in the desert, so as to test you by affliction and find out whether or not it was your intention to keep his commandments. He therefore let you be afflicted with hunger, and then fed you manna, a food unknown to you and your fathers, in order to show you that not by bread alone does one live, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of the Lord. Do not forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that place of slavery, who guided you through the vast and terrible desert with its seraph serpents and scorpions, its parched and waterless ground, who brought forth water for you from the flinty rock, and fed you in the desert with manna, a food unknown to your fathers. The word of the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, glorify the Lord. Oh, Zion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem. He established peace on your borders. He gives you your fill of finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth, and swiftly runs his command. Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem. He reveals his word to Jacob, to Israel, his decrees and judgments. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his judgments. Oh, praise the Lord,
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, the cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because the loaf of bread is one, we, though many, are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. The word of the Lord.
am the living bread that came down from heaven, says the Lord. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord.
There is so many components to our day with our pilgrimage, our procession, and the Feast of Corpus Christi. But again, I want to sincerely wish a beautiful, happy Father's Day to all of our fathers. And preparing for this morning, I realized that the role of the father is to give life and to nourish and to nurture the family. And what is the Eucharist but exactly that, as you'll hear in the next few moments. So happy Father's Day. What is the difference between a tourist and a pilgrim? Whenever we go on pilgrimage, we kind of naturally say we're going on this tour, and then we catch ourselves, wait, it's a pilgrimage. What's the difference? Well, in this summertime, we find many of us perhaps going to be tourists. We're going to go for a little bit of vacation. And so think it through. What is a tourist? A tourist, now, depending on your personality, most tourists in a certain class of mentality know exactly when they're going to leave, exactly what's going to be in the suitcase, the first stop, the second stop. They know where they're headed, and they know the exact time they're going to be back. That's a tourist. And along the way, they will take pictures and memories and buy a souvenir, but basically they will be in control of the week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks that they might be away. They're in charge. A pilgrim is much different. A pilgrim is a person who realizes that there is no final destiny except the final destiny of eternal life. A true pilgrim understands that the pilgrimage ends with the last breath. And so they are constantly on pilgrimage. They are constantly in journeying toward something greater. A tourist returns with a few pictures in their iPhone, maybe many pictures in their iPhone, a few souvenirs that in 2 weeks or 2 months or 2 years are put in the garage sale downstairs, and so many other temporary things that we think in the moment we have to have, we have to possess. We have to remember this event of this pilgrimage by this thing. And in time, it's either lost or given away or sold. The pilgrim is different. The pilgrim is on a journey of longing, of anticipating, of not knowing exactly what tomorrow will be, but is open to it. Because the true souvenir, we might say, the true gift of the pilgrim is Jesus Christ. I give you a memorial of who I am and what I have done for you. And that is, he has given us his body and blood as food for this journey. It's tragic sometimes, but we all fall into it, that we come to Mass as a tourist. We're fascinated by the sounds. We're fascinated by the architecture. We want to see our neighbor. We want to make sure our son or daughter is there, etc., etc. We have interests. We can easily come to Mass as a tourist to pick up a few ideas and even take a picture of the bishop, which hopefully you will cancel after you get home because it's probably blurred by God's grace. We're not here, sisters and brothers, as tourists. I was thinking on the way here this morning, maybe I should ask how many tourists are in the audience today, meaning people from outside, but I didn't want to embarrass you. But if you are a tourist to Corpus Christi, you are a pilgrim here, because we are all pilgrims. If we have faith in Jesus Christ and have the desire to see God someday. In the gospel today, there was that question. Probably somebody planted the doubt in their mind. How can he give us his body to eat and his flesh to eat and his blood to drink? How can that be? And probably, dear sisters and brothers, you're asking the same thing. And if you're a tourist, you'll never get the answer. If you are a pilgrim, you may not understand it in the moment, but you know that this is the food of the journey. And with an openness of life, an openness of heart today, the Lord can reveal something to you, even if it's a small understanding of the presence, the real presence of the body and blood of Christ shed for us as a sign of God's infinite mercy for us. Only a pilgrim can understand that. because a pilgrim is on the way home to the very mystery of mysteries of God. And a pilgrim does not journey on his or her own. We journey as church. And so what we cannot understand in our own weak, limited minds, the church can make up for that if we're a part of that body, of that experience of journeying together, because this has been the faith of the church from day one. There is a short line in an early catechism of the church which says, people ask, how can this be his body and how can this be his blood? And the response was, he said, this is my body, and so it's his body. And he said, this is my blood, and so it is his blood. You see, we come out of a rational world where we have to think it all out, where we have to give answers to every detail. That's when you're on a tour. Have you ever been on a tour with someone in a group of 50 or 60 people, and there's that one person who has to know everything about this place? Even who created or who sawed the wood that built this piece of the church. They have to know everything. And we, as tourists in life, we want to know everything. There's a certain thing called faith, sisters and brothers, a beautiful gift of Almighty God, a gift of faith. And from the earliest days of the church, simply asks us to give ourselves to Almighty God with faith, because it's his gift to us. Don't rationalize it. Certainly, there are times where the gift of knowledge, the gift of the Holy Spirit, helps us to open doors to understand better, in human terms, what this sacrament of the body and blood of Jesus is. And we should read, for example, the Catechism, just to get a better understanding and knowledge. But it goes beyond that. It sinks deep into our lives because it's the mystery of God's love for us. It is the memorial of his sacrament, a memorial of that event of redemption on Calvary. I heard this past week from a friend of mine whose daughter was getting married this weekend, and she told me that their father died about 2 years ago. And she said that the daughter wanted to leave the family for a moment and go to the grave of her father to pray. You see the beauty of Christian burial? She has a place to go, to kneel down at the grave of her father and say thank you, to remember what he did for her, giving her life, to remember the love that he showed her, the mercy he showed her in her mistakes before she takes that next step. In a certain analogy, that's why we come here today, sisters and brothers, as pilgrims, to kneel in front of our God and say thank you, to know that you are here with us as you promised to be, that you are here as food for the journey in your real, true presence. This is my body. This is my blood shed for you. Now take it and continue your journey. When the doors close here, again, I beg you not to become tourists of life. What makes the Christian different is that we are pilgrims, whether we are in the church or we are outside of the church. The first reading today from the book of Deuteronomy reminds us that the people of God were placed 40 years in a desert on a journey, a pilgrimage from Egypt to the Promised Land. And in that time, they experienced afflictions, hunger, thirst. They grumbled. But as Moses reminded them, or God remind Moses to tell them, this is so that your faith can be tested. When you are hungry, when you are thirsty, it's because you long for something. You desire something that sometimes we cannot provide, but God can provide for us. What you and I truly long for, what we are thirsty for and hungry for, is eternity. In a secularized world, they'll cut that off for us. You don't need that. It's all here and now. And that's the tourist. The pilgrim says, no, no, there's more. There's more beyond the closing of my eyes forever. There is eternal joy, eternal peace. And this food promises it to me. In the short gospel, the sixth chapter of St. John's gospel today, three times in those few verses, seven verses, three times Jesus says, whoever eats this bread will live forever. This is not bread of a tourist. Whoever eats the flesh of the Son of Man and drinks his blood will have life in you and will have eternal life. And at the very closing of these verses, whoever eats this bread will live forever. Embracing that, sisters and brothers, says, I am a pilgrim in life. I'm not a tourist. I'll be going on a vacation this summer myself as a tourist, but a tourist who's a pilgrim. That's our journey. And at the end of this, I want to bring to mind, because I think it's appropriate on this feast day and on this reality of being pilgrims, we see in our world a movement of peoples like we have never, ever, ever seen before. It frightens them, and it frightens many of us. It's a frightening reality, because the world will not be the same in the next 5, 10, 20 years beyond. Are we going to live in fear? Or are we going to understand that every person desires something greater than themselves? They don't want to have their homes burned, to have their churches destroyed, their children murdered, their schools closed, to have more food and water, and not to live in fear. And when this need, and I know there's other reasons people leave, but I'm speaking of those who legitimately are on the move. They are searching for peace. They are for us a metaphor of what life is all about. We want more for ourselves. We want and long for what is eternal. And we as Christians, and I say to us Catholic Christians who have the privilege of eating the body and the blood of the Lord every day if we wish, we should be for them, because they are our brothers and sisters, whether they are part of this fold or not. We are all created in God's image and likeness. May the food of our pilgrimage, the food of our journey that leads us to eternal life, help us along the way to live as Jesus taught us, to welcome the stranger, to see Jesus' presence in every person, especially those who are most in need. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood has life in them and has eternal life. Together now let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Though we are many, we are one body. Though we are many, we are one human family. So let us together offer our prayers to God for ourselves and those around us.
For God's holy people, nourished by this holy Eucharist, as we go out into the world to share the good news of God, God's love for all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the hungry in every nation, including our own, for families and children without enough to eat, for the elderly alone and starving, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those in our community who are unable to join us at this celebration, and for the ministers of communion who go to them with our prayers and the Eucharist from this table, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all our fathers on this special day, and for our grandfathers and all who have fathered and guided us in very many ways, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for those who serve in the military, that they may be surrounded with the grace and protection of the Lord, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Michael Hayes, Luisa Garza, Maria Martinez, Francisco Garza, Sr., and Francisco Garza, Jr., Pete Gonzalez, Jr., Minnie Gonzalez, Eloy Perez, and Joe Cueva, and for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts. And for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken, let us pray to the Lord.
God, our Father, throughout the ages, you have fed us from this table with the sacred body and blood of your Son. Again today, we recognize your gift and acknowledge our faith in him as our anchor of life. As we process from this cathedral later this morning, we ask you to help us to realize that we are pilgrims on a journey and pilgrims who are called to reach out to others as your Son did in his earthly days. Gather all of our prayers into one through Christ our Lord. sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant your church, O Lord, we pray, the gifts of unity and peace, whose signs are to be seen in mystery, in the offerings we here present, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For at the Last Supper with his apostles, establishing for the ages to come the saving memorial of the cross, he offered himself to you as the unblemished lamb, the acceptable gift of perfect praise, nourishing your faithful by this sacred mystery. You make them holy so that the human race, bounded by one world, may be enlightened by one faith and united by one bond of charity. And so we approach the table of this wondrous sacrament, so that bathed in the sweetness of your grace, we may pass over to the heaven realities realities here foreshadowed. Therefore, all creatures of heaven and earth sing the new song in adoration, and we with all the host of angels cry out without end as we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.